This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Beis. We are up to Se'if Chaf Dalet. Se'if Chaf Dalet. Mutter. Okay. Mutter Lichtoiv Al Makoim Hagera. You're allowed to write on the place that you scrape, the al makoim hamachak, and on the place. Now, and on the place that you erase, afilu azkara, you could even write a name of Hashem. Lo yimchoik ba'oidai lach, do not erase while it's wet. Ela yafshenu yafa, make sure it dries well. Ki az yigara bakal, because then it scrapes easily. The lo yishar lo yisham roisham, and it will not leave any image. Okay, so actually, what's interesting is that this sif is on a different diagram. So let's see what this means. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkad and Kuf Yud Gimel. Hagerar. Hagerar mikri kishagerar mishenes yavish. Gerar is when you scrape it when it's dry. V'hamechak mikri kishamachar ba'idei lach. Mechak, erasing, is when it's wet. So it's saying you're allowed to write on a place that's scraped or in a place that's erased. A scraped is dry, erased is wet. And that which it says do not erase, Eitza Toiva Kamasan. It's just giving you Eitza Toiva. So okay. So the example they give in the diagram, let's say you wrote v'ha'avarta kol peter rechem v'char. It's not supposed to say kol peter rechem v'char. It's supposed to say kol peter rechem l'Hashem. So you could erase the word v'char, and you could write Hashem's name. Even though you're writing Hashem's name on a place that was scraped, yeah, you're allowed to do that. Okay, v'ayim primogadim shagasav dem yishar shum roishem d'yay. The primogadim says that if there's any remnant of ink, afil b'diyevet echshash b'zeh. Even b'diyaveh, there's a concern. V'afilu teva ba'ama, delay askar. Even a regular word that's not a mention of Hashem's name. Asur lichtoif amakam zeh, you can't write on this place. So you better erase it really well. You better erase it really well. So again, we'll try this. Here you wrote the word, you're supposed to write the word that has an aleph nun. Instead, you wrote an aleph tuf. So you erased the tuf and you wrote the nun. But sort of you could see in the background, a very faded tuf in the background. The Prima Gadam says, that's a problem, b'diyevet. Now, I would have thought that whenever you scrape, there's going to be some roishim over there. It's not like you're using whiteout, you know, you're scraping. But apparently if there's a real remnant, it's a serious problem. Okay, let us proceed to Sif Chaf Hei. Kol Sif Chaf Hei already, we could use our new pictures. Okay. Fine. Kol Oishik Suva Shaloi Kisikna. Any letter that's written incorrectly. Vein Surasa Aleha. And the Sura is not on it. Kagoy Noga Regal Ha'alef Begag Ha'alef. Let's say the regal of the aleph is touching the roof of the aleph. Okay, like in diagram one. You see this? You see where my cursor is? The leg of the aleph should not be touching the body of the aleph. It should be like this, right? You see in over here where my cursor is in Dalet? There should be a yud, and it just touches with a little point. But here, the whole body of the foot is touching the roof. Oy penei ha'aleph. Or the face of the aleph, bifnim, on the interior, begag shetachteha, in the roof below it. Let's see if we could give a good diagram. Okay, that what we just read is Dalet. You see Dalet? You see my cursor is? This is what is called Pnei Ha'alef Begagoi. The face of the Aleph, the top yod is the face of the Aleph, is touching the roof of the Aleph. Bifnim Begag Shetachteha. Oi. Or. Now the Oi case is on the next page. So let's stick to this page. So far we saw two cases where the bottom leg is touching the roof, or the top leg, instead of it being a small point of attachment, the whole leg, the whole body of it is attached, either like in diagram Aleph, where my cursor is, or in diagram Dalet. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So we didn't even learn what you're supposed to do yet. Basically, I'll give you a heads up. After you wrote after it, you go back and fix it, it's going to be a problem of Shaloi Kesidram. Why? Because this Aleph, Rabbi Yosei, does not have the tsura of an Aleph. This is not like two letters that are attached. Remember, we learned two letters are attached. Each letter still has the tsura. Now it's just a halachic requirement to separate the letters. So that is not a problem of Shaloi Kesidram if you wrote after it. But this Aleph, in diagram Aleph, where this Aleph in diagram Dalet does not have the tsura of a Aleph, if you're going to scrape it, like over here, then and fix it, then it ain't going to be good. This is going to be a problem of Shalai Kisidron. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Kuf Yadam. Sif Zeh Yivur Baidin Shalai Kisidron. This Sif will explain the laws of Shalai Kisidron, the Inyanov Aruchin. Its subject is long. The Echlo B'Ktsara B'din Zeh. The Echlo B'Ktsara. I will encompass it very briefly. B'din Zeh Yesh Boi Gimel Pratim. This din has three details. Number one, Aleph. Im Yesh Kilkel Be'eza Ois. If there was some kind of trouble, problem in a letter. Bein Shenasas Abesek Siva Shenasal Achak Siva. Whether it happened when you're writing it or after you're writing it. This comes from Pribgan Bibsicha. Im Nira La'ayin. If it is apparent to the eye. Kol She'ein Surasei Aleph. If it does not have the image of the letter, Kugoin Yud Shechasalai Regel Yeminai. Let's say a Yud that's missing its right leg. Okay? Baruch Hashem, we have these pictures. Look in, this is diagram 2, Aleph. So this Yud is missing its right leg. See that? Oishin Shechasalai Yud Echa. Or a Shin. See this Shin of Moshe? It's missing one of the Yuds. Every a Shin has three heads, three yuds on top of each branch. It's missing one of its yud. V'cholki ha'gavna shechaser ba'ois eze davar ad sha'idei zeh ein t'munasei alav afilu ein nidma mishum zeh lo'ois acher. It's not like if somebody would say, what letter is that? Oh, to me, it looks like a final pay. No, you know it's a shin. It's not like you don't know what letter it's in. When we say it doesn't have the tzur of a letter, it doesn't mean you don't know what letter it is. You know what letter it is. But it doesn't have the tzura of a shin. V'kasav lefanav, and then you wrote before it, meaning there are letters written after. Loi mahani leishem tikun. There's no way to fix it. V'afilum ira shatina kar lois. Even if the kid could read the letter, afilu hachi pasul mishum shalai kesidron. It's going to be a problem of shalai kesidron. V'kol shekeinim al yidei kilkulai v'chesroine nidma lois acher. Certainly, if because of what it's missing, it looks like a different letter. Look in diagram Zion. You're supposed to write Adam. You wrote Aram, basically. You try to write a Dalet, but it looks like a Resh. And now it looks like a different letter. Oy Beis Doi Melechav. Or look, you were supposed to write Bnei. You wrote Kinei. Oy Ches Sheberegel Smoloi. Or let's say the letter Ches. That on its left leg, yesh hefsek bein haregel agag, there's a separation between the foot and the roof. V'nira kehei. Here, look in this diagram where my cursor is, which is diagram chaf. You wrote the word rechem, but the ches of rechem, the leg of the second zayin is not touching the roof, so in a way it looks like a hey. Ait tzadik. Or the tzaddik. You see in Ois Mem? The yud of the tzaddik is yeah. By the way, the tzaddik looks like a nun with a yud, so the yud is not touching the nun over here. V'nir le'ein kol ki yud v'nun. It looks like a yud and a nun, but not like. In other words, you say, "Well, what do you mean? It looks like a tzaddik." No, if it's not touching the nun, it looks like two letters, a yud and a nun. V'chol kai gavna she'ein mashgichan al atinoi. Any situation where a tinok doesn't help, v'lo imahani le'tikun, tikun doesn't help either. So that's the first category. Second category. The first category is it doesn't look like the tzura of the ice, and therefore tikkun won't help if you wrote after it. Second category. Let's say because it got corrupted or missing, the tzura was not damaged. Legamri, completely. Kagon sheyesh hefsek dak. Let's say there's a very small interruption. It still looks like the letter. There's just like, like a hairline fracture in the letter, right? If you look at it in the X-ray, you see there's a fracture in the letter. Let's say the yudin on the aleph or the shin. So let's say like this. The Yudin on the Aleph, the Shin, or the Tav. So the example that, let's say you see this Vav over here in diagram three, number Aleph. The Vav, there's like a hairline fracture over here between the roof and the leg. Or look at this Aleph in Gimel. There's like a hairline fracture between the Pnei Ha'alef, the top yod, and the gag. Or in this shin, the middle branch, there's a little hairline fracture. So then, im tinoik, deloi chacham v'loi tipish. That's a good Rosh HaTevis. I'm glad I got that one. Chut. Chut stands for chacham v'loi tipish. Lei chacham v'loi tipish. A tinoik who's not, he's not too smart, he's not too foolish. Makirim. After loy miskasher, even though the fact that a child could read it doesn't render the ice kosher, it's still possible because there's a space. But mishum de insurasei ala b'shleimus, it doesn't completely look like the right letter. Al kapana mahani zeh, it's enough that the kid could read it. It helps enough. The nisha alav ikur tsurasei that the ikur surah remains on it. Le'enyin she'emuter le'saknai. It is permitted in a way that you're allowed to correct it, you're allowed to fix it. V'lo yikra shalai kisidron, and this is not considered shalai kisidron. So, this is a second category. The second category is it does have the tzuras ha'ois, but not tzuras ha'ois b'shleimus. Now, the bringing a child to recognize the letter won't be machshirah the letter, but it will be machshirah that you're able to fix it and there's no problem of shaloi kisidra. That's the second category. Third category, v'yesh oid oifen shlishi. And that's number four. Number four, v'yesh oid oifen shlishi, sha'af al pi she'ikar tzurasa yesh olav. The ikur tzur is on it. V'tina karei lois and the tina kariya filochi lo imahani le shum tikkun. No tikkun would help. Kugain ois shenifsal be'iza davar shatikunei hu ligrar miktsasai ulechois vaymechadash. Meaning, it looks like the letter, and a child could read it as a letter, but tikkun will not help because the only way to fix it is it's not enough to scrape. It's not enough to write in. You need to scrape and write. Let's say like this. The hey and the kuf. So these two examples where a hey is basically a dalet and an upside down yud, but they shouldn't be touching. And the kuf is, I don't know, like a half a chaf and a zayin underneath, but they're not supposed to be touching. Shenogui lamala afilu negia daka. It's touching above even a hair's breadth. Kachud hasara. Shatikunai hu ligra kol haregel. The tikkun is you gotta scrape the whole foot. Ulukoise mechadash. Deloy mehani lehafrod of ama. Ay, why can't you just separate it? Why? Because it's chak tuchais. You can't just separate it. Because by separating it's chak tuchais. V'chein noga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef. Let's say like this. In number... I guess which tzir? Here, this that look in Aleph. Where there you have to erase the whole thing and write it over. The ira, and it came out, you wrote letters after it. You can't fix it. You have to scrape everything that was written. So whatever you're going to fix afterwards is not in order. So this is the general hakdama. Now we will endeavor to explain the sif. Kol ois shehi ksuva v'chulu v'adim imeskakala. Okay, Rabbi said that was the hakdama. So in other words, three rules. Rule number one is any letter that does not have the tsura, and then you wrote afterwards, if you want to help it, it does. If you want to fix it, you cannot fix it because there'll be a problem of Shalei Kisidron, even though a child could read it as a letter. However, if it does not lose its tzura, because there's only like a hairline fracture, but it looks like the tzura, then if the child could read it, it's not kosher yet, but you're allowed to fix it. However, in a situation where a child could read the letter and has the tzura, but where you're going to need to scrape and rewrite because of chak tuchais, that will still be a problem of shalai kasidran. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks for joining us. And Bez Hashem, hopefully these diagrams will help us out. Okay? Shkaya. And we're going to stop recording, right?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.